Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Welcome to Cruise Control with Media Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. And today we are discussing a topic that we probably heard a lot in recent times. It's probably used as a fact, as an excuse to do certain things or to even get out of doing certain things. We are discussing the mental health and common misconceptions about it. What is mental health, right? Mental health is our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, how we feel, and how we act. It also helps to determine how we handle stress, relate to other people, and make healthy choices. It is important at every stage of life, from childhood to adolescence, through adulthood, and in the workplace and out of it. Our mental and physical health are very important, equally very important components of our overall health as human beings. For example, depression can increase the risk for many types of physical illnesses, physical health problems, like especially long-lasting conditions like heart disease and stroke. Similarly, the presence of chronic conditions can increase the risk for mental illness. So mental problems like feeling sad, anxious, and feeling stressed are common. They can affect everybody, young, old, black, white, purple, yellow. And this problem comes from many things like genes, life experience, or even stress. So some signs of mental health issues can include feeling down or worried all the time, changes in mood or behavior, trouble sleeping, eating, and so on, a lot of things. Even for women, you know how for women sometimes we'll say, oh, when I'm feeling stressed, I break out. Yes, some people, you say like, oh, when I'm feeling stressed, I'm no longer fine because I break out and I have rashes. So rashes is also a sign that you're going through like some mental health issues. And this is like, it's more common in women than men, you know. That's when we start to break out and you say, oh, we're experiencing some imbalance, hormonal imbalance or stress and stuff like that. So what are the common mental health problems that we have? We have depression. Depression has been used, is a word that has been used over and over. And so at some point, I feel like it is to some certain extent being bastardized. Not to sound like a bad person or not to sound insensitive, but the word depression, especially amongst Nigerians, has been used over and over, even in situations where it shouldn't be used. What is depression? Depression means feeling really sad and hopeless for a long time, losing interest in things that you used to enjoy, right? So for instance, we as Nigerians say that when we are broke, we say, oh, I feel depressed. No, you do not feel depressed when you are broke. Because when money enters your account, you feel happy again. So you don't feel depressed when you are broke. You feel sad. You feel very sad when you are broke. Yes, but you're not feeling depressed because depression comes from a state of like deep sadness. So cases like things like not having money actually can cause depression, but it will be in case more like, it's not a case that, oh, when you have money today, oh, my account is empty, I'm depressed. And then my money enters my account, I'm no longer depressed. No. So poverty, losing a job, losing loved ones, losing relationships, these things can lead to depression. Things like failure, fear, or something like that, more like after a long period of time, can cause sadness, deep sadness that leads to depression. There are also things like anxiety. This means feeling overly worried or fearful, having panic attacks, or avoiding certain situations. So you can have anxiety. Work can cause you anxiety. Debt, when you're in debt, it can cause you anxiety. Certain things, certain people can cause you anxiety. You see certain people and you feel like very scared, anxious to meet people, to meet certain people. This is anxiety. There's bipolar disorder. Now, bipolar disorder is extreme mood swings, like extreme. It's not like, oh, extreme, like we can be 1 minute very energetic, impulsive, doing whatever, the life of the party, and the extreme, the other minute you're very low and very sad. Another mental health problem, mental health illness, is schizophrenia. It is like seeing or hearing things that are not there. It's like you're hallucinating, yeah? having confused thoughts, struggling to connect with reality, you're seeing things. Then there's OCD, that's the obsessive compulsive disorder, having unwanted thoughts or fears, you're obsessed about certain things. You do repetitive actions to ease anxiety. For some people that have OCD, they can be overly put together. No, I don't want to use the word put together, more like maybe overly. For instance, you can say, okay, this, I don't go out on days that I, so some examples that I've seen from books I've read, from people that, things I've seen, some people have fear for the even numbers or for certain numbers. So maybe some people have fear for number 7, or they have like particular OCD about number 7. So it means that they probably have 2 of everything that they have, or 7 of this or 7 of that, or they go out on even number days. They arrange things according to color, very organized. Like, and if somebody comes out of their way and tries to move, for instance, you arrange things by their color, by height and all that, and somebody comes and just moves something, it causes you extreme anxiety. To explain it better, I think one of the Kardashian sisters, she has OCD, and her house is usually overly clean. She has a certain way that she does things, and anything out of that way gives her extreme anxiety. She arranged her pantry by colors and height and stuff like that. So that's how OCD works. It's more than that. There are actually cases that more than that. Some people can go out on days that even if you close your door one time, you can go back about 6 or 7 times to check if you've done it right. They have certain numbers that they focus on, and if they do things this correct number, it works well for them. If not, they feel like, oh, something bad is going to happen. We also have PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. It means feeling scared or on the edge after experiencing a traumatic event, having flashback or nightmares. If something happened to you, for instance, maybe you wore a certain clothes, I'm just saying, let's say you were passing a certain street and you had an accident on that street. There's a possibility that you have PTSD from this event, or you lost somebody on this street. It means that probably there's a possibility that you won't be able to go back on that street without having flashbacks, without having like nightmares, breaking in cold sweat, having serious anxiety. We have eating disorder. It means like struggling with unhealthy eating habits, body image, eating too little or eating too much. Some people have anorexia. They eat so little, and it's a body image kind of thing. It makes them not eat enough. Then we have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is ADHD. Having trouble paying attention, being overly active or impulsive. In fact, if algorithms are like, something that about this mental health issues or problems is that if you have one of them, like if you have one of these symptoms and you say, oh, I can link it to this thing, you see that social media, because of algorithms, start to bring you more and more and more, and you're like, oh, or do I have this, or am I sure I don't have this? So there are also substance use disorders. Struggling with alcohol use or drug use, we can affect life, relationships, like things like addiction and all that. They have personality disorders, like having a very rigid and unhealthy way of thinking, feeling and behaving that causes problems in relationships and daily life. But luckily, mental health problems can be treated. Therapy, medication and support from family and friends can really help. But some challenges that people that have mental health challenges have is that they face stigma, discrimination. It makes it harder to get help. Well, that's why understanding and support is extremely important. So I mentioned earlier that people use this word a lot to get in or out of certain situations, or getting on or out of doing certain things. We have people in the workplace say, oh, my mental health cannot take this, which is valid, to be honest, is very valid. But when you continue to do that in a place where it starts to mess up with your work, I think then there's an issue. Then you should actually look into it. But something that I would advise is that regardless of what Instagram is telling you, regardless of how many ADHD videos that you're seeing, or OCD videos, or autism videos, or ADHD videos that you're seeing, and you're like, oh, I think I have ADHD, or I think I have OCD, or I think I'm depressed, or the best way and the only way to actually know these things is to get diagnosed. The best and only way to know these things is to get diagnosed. Don't self-diagnose these things, because you can just have symptoms that are similar. You can think you have ADHD, but you actually maybe have something else. It might not even have anything, and it's just you being lazy. So people try to, over time, like lie. I don't want to use the word lie, but people try to blame mental illnesses for certain things, for maybe laziness or procrastination, for just having bad character. So if you want to really know what you have, or if you have any mental health disorder, you should seek help, get diagnosed, and you will know for sure. But thankfully, tech has made getting help easy, has made diagnosis, has made getting help easy. One thing that tech has done is giving access to information. So it provides easy access to helpful information and resources about mental health. So it means that whatever you are reading about, probably reading about it online and saying, okay, this is the point where I think I should get diagnosed or get help. It just helps to fast track your process. It helps to see what you probably know, didn't know. Maybe as a child, let's say for instance, you have ADHD, for instance, and as a child, you were just the unserious child, the one that never paid attention in class. And you're like, oh, but you're very smart, but it's very lazy, you know, things like that. And you have been wondering and you have thought, oh, this is bad. And you start to see videos on Instagram telling you that you have ADHD, and you're saying, oh, I can resonate with this symptom. I can see that I these symptoms. I think I have this. Has just opened, brought to your attention that there might be a problem. The best way to indeed know that there's a problem is to get diagnosed. And this is another thing that technology is doing, right? Because by going online, you can have access to therapists. You can have access to, okay, you can just go and to Google and type therapist near me, and you have 100 different places that you can actually go to get help. And we also know that for some reason, people that have these supposed mental health issues or supposed mental health problems can go through some stigma. You can feel shy and you say, oh, I don't want to go to the hospital because I don't want people to look at me like I'm mad. So instead, you can talk to a therapist online. You know, technology has made mental health care more accessible. There are applications that offer tools and exercises to help relieve stress, disorder, and so on. We have meditation apps and a lot of others. We have community, support communities online, groups that let you connect with other people who understand what you're going through. So if indeed you are going through this, it's now, and you have tested, you have been diagnosed, then this is a point where you can actually go back to that video, whether it's on TikTok, whether it's on Instagram, and you have a community of people that are going through what you're going through, and you can now seek a support system from them. There are devices like smartwatch that can track your sleep, your activity level, give you better insight into your well-being. In fact, I don't know very much about what happens on the Android, but I know that if you use an Apple device, that you can, every day, I know my phone sends a notification to log in my mental health. Like, how are you feeling today? It tells me to log in my mood, how you're feeling today. You know, just tracking your mood. And if there's a reason for you to go to the hospital or to the mental health clinic, you can always just share this information with your doctor, because you are able to track your mood. You're able to write how you feel every day and stuff like that. And there's technology also offers immediate support during a crisis, like hotlines, tech-based services. Also, you can call if there are times when you feel extremely down, extremely low. You can speak to your friends, your family, you can check online for videos. You can just do things that will make you feel more elevated, better, you know, lifted. So really, technology makes it easier for us to get help, to find support, and to take care of our mental health. But what is funny is that with how critical the mental health is to our overall well-being, it is surrounded by so many misconceptions. One very common misconception about mental health is that mental illnesses are rare. Mental illnesses are actually quite common. According to WHO, which is the World Health Organization, approximately 1 in 4 people worldwide will experience a mental health issue at some point in their life, which we might want to argue and say maybe 2, especially if you are Nigerian. But yes, at least 1 person in every 4 people will probably go through a mental health problem at one point in their lives or not. Some people think that mental health problems are a sign of weakness. Well, mental health issues are no sign of weakness or lack of character. They are just a medical condition that can affect anyone, regardless of your age, your gender, your background. And seeking help and support is a sign of strength and not weakness. And some people think, yeah, you can just snap out of it if you have depression or anxiety. You know how when you're feeling very low, you're experiencing depression or anxiety, people say, what is wrong with you? Just do something and be happy. Like, just snap out of it, you'll be fine. Like, why are you acting like something? Everybody's depressed. No, not everybody's depressed. Contrary to what they might think, like, oh, not everybody's depressed actually. So you cannot just snap out of it if you have depression or anxiety. No. Depression and anxiety, other mental health disorders, are not simply a matter of feeling sad or nervous. Actually, they are complex conditions that often require professional treatment such as therapy, medication, or both, which is why it's very funny to me when people say they are depressed when they are broke. No. So another thing is that people think that children don't experience mental health problems. Mental health issues can affect individual of all ages, including children and adolescents. Children's mental health problem, if left untreated, can have a long-term consequence on the person's well-being. I think one of the most common mental health conditions that children have is ADHD, and people just think that, oh, this child is a playful child or a serious child, he doesn't want to learn, it's because he's not serious and stuff like that. But there are like sometimes underlying issues that would cause this. Some people think that therapy is for only people with severe mental illness. No, therapy can be beneficial to anyone struggling with mental health issues, regardless of whether it's mild or it's very severe. It can provide support, coping strategies, and a safe space to explore your thoughts and feelings. I think therapy is very important. In fact, I think everybody should embrace therapy, because sometimes it's not just mental health issues that need therapy for. Sometimes grief, sadness, Nigeria, and a lot of things can require you to need therapy. Another myth is that mental health problems are just a phase and they will go away on their own. While some mental health issues may improve over time, many of these mental health issues require professional intervention to manage the symptoms effectively and prevent them from getting worse. Another myth is that people with mental health illness are violent and dangerous, which is not true, because in fact, a very large percentage of people suffer from mental health illnesses and they are not violent. In fact, we don't even know what people are going through. We think that, especially on this side of the world, we think that once you tear your clothes and enter market, that you are suffering from mental illnesses. This is just one part of it, is for you to enter market. But I think that is like a severity, is an extreme. It barely happens to people, and there are lots of different reasons why you get run mad or enter the market. So mental health illnesses are not like the only thing that will make you run mad or tear your clothes in the street or be violent. And if that's, like, as I said, a lot of people that have mental illnesses are not violent. In fact, they are most likely to be the victims of violence than actually being the ones that perpetrate the violence, because people stigmatize them. It feels like you have like this illness or something similar, people just look at you weird. And this, in fact, stops people. This is one of the things that stops people from trying to seek help, because once people know that, oh, you have like some, you say, oh, I have
a mental health problem, people just think, oh, he has ran mad. No, they've not ran mad. There are lots of things that could have caused it, and not necessarily running mad. Not everybody run mad. Let's imagine, because according to World Health Organization, one in every four people have some certain mental health problems. So imagine, then is it that one in four, every four people have run mad, or are in the market, or they have turned their clothes, or stuff like that? No, I think it's that's like the biggest misconception about mental health illness. People just think that once you have mental illnesses, you're mad. I think I should add this, that one misconception about mental illnesses and seeking help is, for instance, let me give you an example. There is the neurological center in Yaba, which we commonly call Yaba Left, or the one that is in Ogun State, which we commonly in Nigeria call Aro. Imagine that for some reason you were transferred to, say, consultant in this place. So this is not necessarily a case of you are mad. Contrary to belief, not everybody that has to visit the neurological centers are mad, yeah? So contrary to, imagine you hear that somebody just came back from Yaba Left or Aro. Automatically, people believe that, oh my God, he has gone mad. No, he has not gone mad. There are different reasons why a person would have to visit that place, and it's not necessarily madness. So I think that it's very important that we address these misconceptions, because it helps to reduce stigma, promote understanding, and encourage people to actually seek help. Stop the stigma, let people be able to seek help for their problems. The earlier they seek help, the better it is for all of us as a society, because mental health problems can affect work, it can affect life. There's some certain conditions that become so severe that it causes people to take their life and all that. So I think we should learn about these things without trying to look at people like, oh, they have like some certain madness or not. And I think this is going to help people live a better life in the society, people being more free to express themselves, people being more free to get help, to seek help and get help. And that is all that we have for you today on Cruise Control with Vide Daniel. I hope that you would, if you have any issue, visit a professional, get diagnosed. I would always, that is a hill I'm willing to stand on. Always visit a medical practitioner if you need help, if you need to get diagnosed. Don't self-diagnose, and don't, for any reason, check your diagnosis on Google. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely rest of the day, and I wish you the very best. Don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio and on Instagram at ATech Radio. Africa Tech Radio, the conversation never stops.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.